This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
It's Captain Bandwagon. Can you believe it?
Oh, Beacon Stiglione.
I love people.
I love people.
I don't know how many of you got paid $4 million to play junior hockey, but I did.
Well, just for the record.
You know I get fly. You think I get high. You know that I'm gone, and I'm telling you all why.
You're making my point.
You swallowed the hook.
Time for today's seventh inning weigh-in.
I love that you'd like to bust my nuts.
Blame it on Ice Cube, because he says it gets funky.
Now, this weekend, Tim, I don't know about you, but I'm headed to Newport.
Lottie Dottie, we likes to party.
Nothing changes if nothing changes. So
please use that next intro. Yeah.
Can you believe it?
Can you believe it?
And now,
show some R-E-S-P-I-C-T.
Broadcasting live from beautiful, safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
Stole my soul? Who steals soul?
Streaming live at WAAF.com and the radio.com app.
I will not take this standing up. I'm going to sit down for it.
You can also ask Amazon Echo to play WAAF.
With none of this fancy.
This.
That's not how we do it in Massachusetts, sir.
Is.
Idiots.
The Hillman Morning Show.
It's kind of like seeing a dead body. You know, you'll never forget it.
Hey, good morning, everyone.
The Czar of Sauce is instituting radio martial law on here.
I'd rather watch a plant grow.
Sometimes it's just some kind of gas.
People would listen just for the possible train wreck.
With your host, the man who Patriots ownership credits with their success.
We're happy to have the Hillman down at Patriot Place. You've been with us since the beginning.
Greg Hill.
And he is going to mount Bubs Edelman.
Oh, my God.
That's very aggressive.
As a frugalitarian,
I want to be looked at for my mind, not my abs.
Sports director Lyndon Byers.
You have one job, LB. Sports director. That's it.
I didn't give me the title. If I would have picked the title, it would have been sports asset.
I love old men.
You know what? I'm going to work on my moronism-ness.
Do your job.
Miss News, Danielle Murr.
Wow, this is great.
She's not vicious.
Danielle was in the AV club at Swampscott High School.
Fierce AF.
I'm a very handy person.
Sure.
That's not code.
A hug from you would be very nice.
And angry chief nerd officer, Mike Shue.
He smells like the Q continuum.
I'm taking my shirt off.
Mark Shue is the hero we all need.
Full cavity search. I'm ready to go.
It's the Hillman Morning Show.
That'll be somebody you can go to for a black market straw.
Never again, Greg, I tell you. Never again.
Straight cash, homie.
Karma's a bitch.
I farted. I'm sorry.
Mustache.
The wisdom of the crowd is always at work here.
Yes,
yes. WAAF.
Yes. Everybody.
Hey.
Is it Wednesday?
Uh-huh.
That's good news.
Mike.
What?
LB likes to do the hump day thing.
No, I don't. Mike.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, it's hump day. No, I...
That wasn't code.
Wednesday's the new Friday.
Oh, well, Wednesday for you has always been Friday, as has been Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday. If you would like to call and you would like to be a part of this morning's show, please do so on the Framingham Ford studio line. That number is 617-931-1223. Or if you prefer to text your comment to us at any time, you can text on the WAAF text line, which is 97107. And the cloudy weather is going to continue. I don't know when we're going to see the sun next. Maybe by Friday. But
nice for us pale people.
You like it that way. It's going to be cloudy, and there are going to be some showers around this afternoon. The high today will only be 68, and we are already at 68 here in beautiful, safe Brighton, Massachusetts. On the show this morning, we are going to play your Hillmill voicemail messages back at 8. Oh. So you can leave a Hillmill voicemail message on any topic, including, can you believe it? The Red Sox have clinched a playoff spot. Mm-hmm. And Mr. Baseball is excited about that today.
Not too excited.
No, not overly excited.
It's great. That's great. That's great. Right. I don't want to get too cocky.
Well, leave a Hillmill voicemail message right now on any topic, and we are going to play your Hillmill voicemail messages back at 8. Coming up at 7:20 this morning, what Paul McCartney reveals in a new interview that he and John Lennon used to do in the privacy of their own home gives new meaning to meet the Beatles. That's meat with an A. We will discuss dramatic. Can you retract when you have made somebody a sir? When you have knighted somebody in England, can you take it back or no?
Takesies back.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Well. An absolutely compelling reveal of information from Sir Paul McCartney, which we will discuss at 7:20 on this morning's show. And then at 8:30, because it's Wednesday, it is time for Ask an Attorney, and our favorite lawyer, Larry the Lawyer, will be in here at 8:30, and he will answer every single one of your legal questions. You can text those in, or you can call them in when Larry gets in here at 8:30, and there are no questions that are out of bounds on this show. You can ask anything you want when he gets in here.
Ask an attorney, a.k.a. how to feel better about your own life.
Does that make you feel better about it?
Yes.
Think about the dough you saved, man.
Right. Right. Absolutely. This is James on the Framingham Ford studio line. What's going on, James?
What's up, guys? How's it going?
How are you? James? What's up?
Good. Hey, Shu, quick thing.
Yeah.
Do you change the intro or add something new every time? It seems like I pick something up new every time I listen to it.
You mean daily, like every day?
Yeah.
Oh.
No, that's...
I don't think I'm the only one, unless I'm half asleep.
He places Easter eggs in them. In each intro. No,
I heard that.
You're not changing it. That's way too much.
You've got the reference to the incident on Rigel 4.
That's way too much work, I would assume, to be changing it every day. You're not doing that. You're not doing that, are you?
No. Good Lord, no.
Let's see. All right. Several on the text line, which is 97107. Apparently, several of you are concerned that we are 6 minutes into the show, and I have already jinxed the Boston Red Sox and Sir Paul McCartney.
Oh, God.
But No, I haven't. LB, we'll have full Sox highlights coming up during the sports. Okay.
Best and utility player ever.
Who's the best utility player
Brock
ever?
Brock Holt.
Oh, yeah,
Brock and roll.
He's like Psycho Lyons. He can play every position. He can, if he had to, I'm sure he could pitch.
Kind of like you in here.
Yeah.
You can handle every single role on this show.
It's not Byers and Company for a reason.
Is it? Wait a minute. Is it Byers and Company for a reason or it's not Byers and Company? Oh, okay.
Is it not for a reason?
I don't know. That was a double negative thing you said. I don't know. I couldn't understand.
No, really?
Yes.
What is happening right now?
I am so confused.
No. All right. What else do I need to mention to you? There is, in just a few moments, there is a bit of an irrational fear in the news. In fact, I would say that today's irrational bear attack news is another reason why I will never work on my wife's car on any car. Now, there are probably some of you listening who do the home auto repairs, like change your own oil. That's not code. And the like. And this guy who was in the news today was doing that. I mean, you know, obviously he's husband of the year, but he was doing that for his wife. Mm-hmm. And that's why today's irrational bear attack fear is in the news. So we will get to that coming up in just a few moments. What else? Our president wants you to know that a storm is coming and it will be tremendous. So we'll get to that news. What else? Oh, we will also get to reason number 3,126. Why I don't take public transportation. Are those bed bugs on your arm?
Oh, no, ma'am. Yes.
So all of that and some whining from Bruins fans about a trade that was made yesterday. And LB will have all of the details on that coming up later this or right at the end of this hour with the award-winning WAAF Sports Report. Well, I hate to be a downer right at the start of the show at 6:19, but I will share this text message which came in during the break, which reads, last night was the last night of 2018 in which the sun will set after 7 p.m.
Girl, bye. And you know how I feel about headlights. These are all the people that have a long commute home from work, and then it turns to dusk, and they don't turn the headlights
on.
They don't have the daytime running. You can't see them in the dark.
Oh, no. Yeah, driving stressor.
Isn't there a donut stick you could stuff in that thing rather than remind us over and over and over again about things that we're not doing?
I'm concerned about people's safety, Greg.
Well, it's very nice. You can take your crawler
comment and give it back to LB.
That's very nice of you. Very nice of you. Today's weather, before it gets dark, before 7, it's going to rain. It's going to be cloudy and rainy for most of the day today, and the temperature is going to be 68 for a high. I have tickets to give away for the 8th annual Great New England Barbecue Festival to benefit the Greg Hill Foundation, which happens every year about this time in autumn at Wachusett Mountain. And you know what? I think I might just give away a pair right now because people are always saying that I don't take care of the 6 o'clock listeners enough.
Yeah, that's true.
The 6 o'clock people are up early and they're fighting their way into work and fighting their way out of their house to get away from their annoying family, and they want to be rewarded for that. So if you are the 7th caller right now, then you'll get 2 tickets for the 8th annual Great New England Barbecue Festival out at Wachusett Mountain. It's happening on the 29th and the 30th of this month, Saturday and Sunday. And if you've never been to this event, in a nutshell, it is pure and unadulterated sensational opportunities left and right to eat. I mean, that's all it is. So it's Oyster Festival, it's pulled pork, it's roast turkey and stuffing and cranberry sandwiches. It's brisket. It's soup. It's bisques. It's chowders. It's live music. Mm-hmm. It's craft beer. Mm,
it's all there.
It's all of that in a day. In 2 days.
It's everything the doctor didn't order.
Correct. Yeah. Yes.
I like to get a brisket sandwich and then beef jerky from BT's. Kind of double fist it that way.
Well, that's how you do your double fisting.
Like
it's good.
So, it's an amazing event, and I hope to see you there. I normally go on Saturdays, but this year I am going on Sunday because I have a Bentley football obligation on Saturday. But I will see you there, and Shu and Danielle go.
I'll be there.
LB will be in Gardner or somewhere like that.
That event's awesome, and you know, you can grab a room.
Listen, some concern about, we talked about this yesterday, I think briefly, but some concern about the uneven ground out there at Wachusett and your ability to stay upright after the black eye or the beach incident.
It's not sand.
Okay, all right. So you'll be okay?
I'll be fine.
All right.
We'll have a good time. Come and enjoy the barbecue, the music, and my favorite, the stand around and crush beers at the bonfire.
Well, yes, that is clearly your favorite. All right, so I believe that those guys are in the process in the green room of grabbing a seventh caller. Hold on. It looks like it is Dave. Hey, Dave.
Hey, what's up, Gregory?
Congratulations.
Brother, that is awesome, man. You guys rock.
Have you been to the Great New England Barbecue Festival before?
Every weekend that every year you've had it, I've been working. But this is the first year I don't have to work.
Nice. Oh,
what do you do, Dave?
I am your local trash truck driver.
Excellent.
Thank you.
All right. Well, enjoy it. Bring a guest and eat until your arteries get hard at the 8th annual Great New England Barbecue Festival. And tickets are on sale right now when you go to wachusett.com. That's wachusett.com. This is Daryl on the Framingham Ford studio line. What's on your mind this morning, Daryl?
Morning, everybody. How you doing?
What's up?
LB, I wanted to ask you a quick opinion on your professional.
Yeah.
Like your professional opinion about Adam McQuaid.
Yes.
How do you feel about that, about him being traded? I mean, I know he's been hurt a lot during the last couple of seasons. But do you think that's a fair trade, what the Bruins are doing?
All right, so just to recount, if you haven't been listening or you haven't been paying attention, Bruins tweeted Adam McQuaid. They tweeted McQuaided. They McQuaided. They McQuaided a Bruin. So they traded
right.
Adam McQuaid. We'll have more on this during the sports, but real quick, I mean, saying real quick to you is like saying, Greg, no seconds to me. But what do you think?
I believe in Donnie Sweeney. It's a win-win situation. He did Adam McQuaid a favor. He's got his contract's up. He's going to be a free agent. So they're not re-signing Quaid's. He's a 10-year vet. He's, put in his time. So he traded him to the Rangers for another 10-year vet in Stamper.
Yeah.
So Quaid's going to go to the Rangers, get a new 3-4 year ticket. He's a tough kid, a legendary, legit Bruin, wore the black and gold, fought in with the black and gold like some of the best of all time. Yep. And I'd add him with, O'Reilly and Jonathan and Wensink and Miller. The kid was willing to do everything and anything for our Boston Bruins, and we wish him well. And I think it's just a contract situation, and I think Donnie Sweeney helped him out.
All right, good. There you have it. A succinct analysis of the latest Bruins trade. You don't get that on the sports stations.
Really,
who are you?
He blacked out.
I blacked out.
So, now, I didn't even notice this, but apparently when I was giving away the barbecue festival tickets, I did not give out the phone number. Now,
there's a first time for everything.
Well, I got to tell you something. I can't win on this program. If I give the phone number out too much, I got all kinds of numbnuts on the the text line saying, stop teasing things, stop giving. We know what the Hill Mail number is. We know what the Framingham Ford studio line. But now I got people complaining that I did not give the Framingham Ford studio line out when I gave those tickets away. So I will give away another pair of tickets next hour, okay? In order to make up for that. That's on me. Coming up in one half an hour, just after 7, thanks to science, we now know when spiders are at their most horniest.
Oh,
and that means and that means we know what moment you are most likely to get bit.
Oh.
Okay.
Wait a minute.
And we'll give you that information at 7 or 7:05 or so. And at 7:20, we now know, thanks to an interview, when beetles are at their most horniest.
Oh, God.
So we will share.
Iowa?
We'll share the breaking Paul McCartney news at 7:20. We're going to play your Hillmail voicemail messages back at 8. So leave one of those right now on any topic. Hillmail voicemail number is 617-779-5463. That's 617-779-5463. Mr. Baseball is ecstatic because his beloved baseball team has secured a playoff spot.
Not that
so
ecstatic.
You can leave
just a little.
You can leave a Hillmail voicemail message on that or on any other topic, and we'll play your voicemail messages back at 8 this morning and then at 8:30 today. I hope you will be here for Ask an Attorney, and our in-house legal counsel will be in the studio, and he will give you all kinds of legal information. You can ask any kind of question. If you're facing dire legal circumstance, our lawyer, Larry the lawyer, will be here to help you at 8:30 this morning.
Now, Gerg, you've been mentioning how you've been watching Jack Ryan on Amazon Prime.
Yes. My daughter, Julia, recommended that I watch this, and it's fantastic. It's really, really good. It stars the local guy, John Krasinski.
Correct. He's
from Newton.
Yeah, I used to work with his brother Paul.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, he was a sales director at Metro Networks.
Okay.
Hi, Paul.
It's a great show, Jack Ryan. Why do you ask?
So the father of the main actress on the show is outraged because his daughter, I guess, did a nude sex scene.
Yeah.
And he tweeted about it.
Oh, you're
now,
kidding me.
I think they're Saudi. So he's super conservative.
Oh. Well, she's a Saudi smoke, if I may say that. She's very attractive.
Dina Shahabi is her name.
Yes.
Now, her father, Ali, is the director of the Arabia Foundation. And he tweeted, "As a father, I am deeply disappointed with a scene with my daughter at Dina Shahabi," called her right out, "in at Jack Ryan Amazon," which just premiered. "This is not how she was brought up and does not reflect our values. Clearly, the pressures of Hollywood got the better of her as a new actor."
Sounds like me when I found out about the Naked Run. He didn't know that she was going to be doing nude scenes.
All right.
I know the scene to which he is referring.
Yeah.
A very romantic lovemaking scene.
Not super graphic, though, right?
Well, you could see a lot, but okay. It wasn't. I mean, I don't know what it wasn't. There was no jackhammer. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what. I mean, it's.
Can you even define the jackhammer?
I mean, she didn't have a full, like, body covering garment on or something. With a hole cut in it. If that's what the guy wanted, but I mean, she was. But it wasn't horrible. I mean,
I'd be psyched that my daughter's working.
You would.
Right. And way to bring more attention to that particular scene that people are going to search for now. Mm-hmm. Seriously.
All right. LB, everybody's all upset that you're the sports director of this show.
Yeah.
And you apparently misidentified the player involved in the Adam McQuaid trade. But I wasn't listening to you again.
I didn't call him Stephen Camphor.
I think you said Stamper. They're all saying.
Oh, did I say Stamper?
Yeah,
no, it's Camphor.
Okay, all right.
It could have been the Flipper. We don't know.
He's
not here yet.
Yeah, he doesn't. Yeah, he's not listening.
First of all, you're going to be F-bombing him from the upper deck after he goes minus five in the first game that he plays the black and gold. So, I mean, please.
Request for audio. I don't know if you can find it. Shu.
Okay.
774 texter wants the audio of the dad who found out that his daughter had been arrested for having sex on the beach.
Yes.
You remember that horrible moment
with
on
the
show? Yes, yes. I don't know what that would be labeled as in there, but that was, I think that was Florida, where the couple had had, they were in flagrante on the beach in front of everybody, and they were arrested, and this poor dad saw his daughter on the news being arrested for having sex on a beach
during the day. At night, I give my daughter a pass.
You would,
If it's in the dark,
All right, here's the way that went by request. A little audio by request from a 774 texter.
I believe that's him. That's the only thing I could find right now.
See, we have to find the full. You gotta. Danielle will find the full audio. We have to find the full audio.
Kind of, not really an obscure reference, but a little funny reference. Our former producer, Anthony, had posted a diagram yesterday of something he was submitting for a house, for a permit, because he's doing the house flipping thing. And it's just complete jumbled. Can't even see what's going on. Everything's misspelled. And I'm like, and this is why we can't find old audio.
Well, that's true. I mean, our former producer did not do a great job with labeling audio. However, he's a good fellow. It is 6:33, and today's Hillman Morning Show is presented by EchoStore Technologies, your data center solutions provider. For more information, you could go to echostore.com. Have you found it?
I think.
Okay.
Should pull up Florida beach sex.
Florida beach sex.
Think,
that could be anything in there.
I think.
That could be.
It says cut one father. So I'm thinking this could be it.
Don't. If you're looking and you see Old Orchard beach sex.
Yeah, no.
Don't pull that up. One. That's Lindy falling down on the beach back in May when we did the first ever Greg Hill Foundation cornhole tournament at the Brunswick. All right. Here's the father.
Year women, 18 year old with a 40 year old mom. You know, I always say women can be better than men. They can be the best manager, they can be the best president, whatever. When they fall in love, they make a lot of mistakes. After all this year, to be a good girl, you're for the guilty.
Oh, that's so painful.
So sad.
That's so sad.
Stop laughing, Danielle.
I feel so sad for that man.
Come on.
All right. It is 6:34. Let's get to some real news, or at least what passes for it on this program.
Yes.
And it looks like the hurricane is bearing down on the Carolinas and Virginia, and it's the real deal. According to our president,
yes.
Let's get a description of what is coming from the president of the United States.
It's tremendously big and tremendously wet. Tremendous amounts of water.
Get this guy a thesaurus, someone.
Hey, he just gave it to you straight.
Yeah.
Yeah, tremendously. So
it's they're talking about widespread power outages.
Duke Energy in the Carolinas is saying that it could be weeks before power is restored.
Oh, that blows.
So, yeah, they supply power to 3.2 million customers in North Carolina. They say that they're doing everything they can to prep for the storm, getting their linemen set up. Of course, thanks to all those of you who work out there and, you know, get the power going. But, yeah, they say it's going to be really bad. The flooding is going to be absolutely horrendous, causing massive damage. Also looking at a life-threatening storm surge and the rainfall. So it's just, it's really, really bad. And getting out of there, I have a couple of friends that live down there, you know, getting gas.
Do.
I do.
So does Scott from Weymouth.
Yes, he does. He's actually there right now.
Does your companion own a home down there?
He does not.
Okay, he doesn't. All right.
Does
your companion own a second home?
Yes.
Oh, he does.
Oh.
Of course.
Hello.
Of course
Hello.
He does. Hey. Does he own a third home?
No.
Okay.
No.
So, what do we have in the afternoon? Barbecue. Come on, man.
All right. So you have some friends down there? What, they're evacuating?
They're posting on Facebook yesterday about, you know, waiting in line for hours to get gas.
Yeah.
And then another friend was going to her family's place in Florida to get away from it because she's in South Carolina. And she's like, it's just 95 is complete gridlock because everyone's trying to go south.
Yeah, everybody wants to get away from it. Now, if you're evacuating, do you follow those signs that say evacuation route, or would you take a different? I think I'd use Waze. I don't think I would follow the signs.
Have you been using Waze lately?
Yes.
I have noticed over the
correction. Whoever's driving,
yes, it's using Waze.
Yeah, go ahead.
Over, and I don't know if anyone else has had this experience over the last 4 to 6 weeks. It's been giving me horrible routes.
Really?
Like, even on the way home from here, I'm like, oh, it must be diverting me locally through East Boston because of a traffic issue. And it's not.
Huh.
And it's just only recently, anywhere I go, I've had to resort to Google Maps, which I'm not happy about.
Maybe you've been hacked by the Russians.
Potentially.
Or maybe somebody is trolling you using, maybe Waze is trolling you and sending you on just the most ridiculous
route. Yeah, there's evidence of collusion.
How about you're so lazy? You grew up in East Boston. What are you going to use Waze to get out of Eastie for?
Well, she's not lazy.
No, I'm not lazy. There's a lot of construction in Revere, so there are a lot of street closures along my typical route home.
Okay. Here's a texter asking if the president threw out any paper towels during that press conference yesterday about the hurricane. Well, he did create some controversy, and I'm not afraid to discuss things that the president may have said on this show that may upset some of you. I try to be an equal opportunity criticizer when it comes to our politicians. So the president was talking about the hurricane that hit Puerto Rico and made a statement yesterday about what FEMA did and what the U.S. government did, and many are upset about this statement.
I think that Puerto Rico was an incredible unsung success. Texas, we have been given A pluses for. Florida, we've been given A pluses for. I think in a certain way, the best job we did was Puerto Rico, but nobody would understand that. I mean, it's harder to understand. It was a very hard thing to do because of the fact they had no electric. Before the storms hit, it was dead, as you probably know. So we've gotten a lot of receptivity, a lot of thanks for the job we've done in Puerto Rico.
So I think people are upset because almost 3,000 people died as a result of the hurricane in Puerto Rico. However, I don't know in the case. I'm not a storm preparedness expert.
Oh, you need the vest for that.
So I don't know whether or not when a Category 4 or 5 hurricane hits, you are to expect when it hits an island.
Right.
If you are to expect there are going to be casualties anyway, or if he's making a foolish statement there. I don't know.
I think this is part of the salesman in Trump,
where you
always have to go put your head down. Keep going forward.
Art of the deal.
Grind.
Are you saying art of the deal,
say
baby?
Whatever it takes
to
break through, and if you say it enough times, it'll be true.
Right? Could be true. Yes. Here's a tow truck driver, Danielle, who's checking in and says that Waze has been doing the same thing to them, and they think it's because of the controversy a few months ago where people were complaining that Waze was sending drivers through their neighborhoods. You remember that?
Yes. And I know that this even happens on the highway. Like, it'll send me like in a weird roundabout thing. Like what would normally take me, I don't know, 30 minutes to get someplace, 35 minutes, I'm going to Burlington.
Ooh.
It sends me all over freaking creation to the point where, and I used to notice that if my Wi-Fi were toggled on, that it would give me a longer route. So I always toggle it off. I don't know if it's actually a thing, but it's just in my head it is. But it's just, it's been sending me actually through neighborhoods, like to get around, like 1A. It's weird.
Here's a 937 text. Where's that from? 937.
Ohio.
Hello to Ohio. Good morning, Ohio.
O-H-I-O. Go Buckeyes.
If I had a moment, I would, if I had my iPod on, I would play a Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young song for you. Let me turn my iPod on. However, this texter says, conspiracy theory, Mark Hsu, Google bought Waze, and they are trying to kill it because they want you to only use Google Maps.
Believable.
Is that possible?
It's believable. Absolutely possible. Yes.
It is?
Yeah.
Absolutely makes sense.
Yep. It's possible?
Mother.
Oh, what do you mean, mother? What do you mean, mother? I'm allowed to ear.
No, no, I was talking about cricket. No, no, you're allowed. It's about. I'm right. Mad about Google.
Like to say good morning to that listener who's listening to the show in Ohio this morning. Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young. Song that was written about Kent State and the incident there.
Says 10 points for LB for spelling Ohio right.
Yeah, good job, buddy.
It would have been a lot more fun if he had misspelled that. Wow. That would have given us some good Friday audio.
He didn't say G-E-T-S Jets.
We're on the radio, so I can't do the whole hand sign.
Yeah, well, no,
go Buckeyes.
You can't do it because you'll tumble over and get a black eye. That's
oh,
why
you, I'll
that's
tumble
why.
For you?
All right. If you would like... Here's a 774 texter that says, that was the worst Richard Nixon impression I've ever heard. That was Johnny St. Dark. That wasn't Richard Nixon. That was, hello, what are you talking about? Hello, Tom.
Hey, what's up, Hillman?
What's up, Tom?
Hey, so I hate Waze just because my wife insists we use it every time we get in the car. So I still use Google Maps.
Yep.
And we had a wedding out in Springfield last week, and we both had our GPSs on different apps, and it took us the same exact route. So I totally believe Google's got something to do with it.
Huh.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Mm-hmm. Interesting. All right. Coming up in about 15 minutes, thanks to science, we now know when spiders are at their most horniest and what moment you are most likely to be bit. So we'll get to that important information coming up on today's Hillman Morning Show. Well, it's National Video Game Day.
Oh, no.
Ew. Ew. So that means, great, I have to play Fortnite for lunch. I will say this. The reviews on Call of Duty Black Ops 4, the beta version, are, they are saying... that it may completely change the video game.
Wow.
Game.
Are they up for the technology?
Oh my lord. I'm way behind. I'm always way behind on watching television, so I don't even know when I could possibly get to this, but it is the reviews. Wall Street Journal did a big thing yesterday on how it is most likely going to be the most successful ever, like, will make the most money in the history.
Trillion-dollar industry.
Of bag of cash and all the rest of that will be.
Can I just send out a message to David Price right now?
You focus.
You focus on baseball.
Yes.
All right. And can I just say, I'm old school. I mean, you'll never convince me that any of these games are better than Galaga and sit down, Pac-Man.
Yeah.
We know why you down, Pac-Man.
Coming up in about an hour, we are going to play your Hillmail voicemail messages back. So you can leave one of those on any topic right now. The Hillmail voicemail number is 617-779-5463. One of the audience participation moments that we have on the show. That's Hillmail. So get creative. Leave a Hillmail voicemail message on any topic, and you'll hear your voice with your Hillmail voicemail message at 8. And at 8:30, we are going to get to Ask an Attorney, and all of your legal questions will be answered for free on this show by Larry the Lawyer. So that's happening at 8:30 this morning. You can text in or call in when Larry Army Jr. gets here. As a heads up, I don't even know I don't even know if Danielle knows this or not, but we have lined up a guest for next week for Tuesday, which is going to send her into fits of pure arousal. What?
Obscure reference on Danielle with this guest?
Yes.
It's tremendously big and tremendously wet. Yes. Tremendous amounts of water.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, my God. What?
Tuesday.
Yeah.
Tuesday, we are having Kenny Loggins on the show for you.
Shut up.
Your favorite. Yes.
Are you serious?
Yes. Yes.
Your wow. Shut up. Yes. What a get.
Yes. Your favorite.
Now, don't mess with me.
No, I swear to God.
Are you kidding me?
Swear to God.
I'm going to cry.
I swear to God.
Don't cry.
This is so exciting.
Yes. Save it for Kenny.
I am in the danger zone.
Yes, oh, no. Yes, yes. So this is...
Or Pooh's Corner. I can't decide.
One of your dreams is coming true.
Shut up.
Your favorite musical artist of all time is coming on the show, I believe, during the 9 o'clock hour.
Around 9:10.
On Tuesday, okay?
Request.
Yeah. Yes.
But no offense. Can LB not be in here during the interview?
I will be here.
Hey, Ken, sir.
Hey, Kenny, can I ask? Hey, Kenny, can I? Can I ask?
No.
Okay, so when you were in Robbie Dupree, we're hanging out in.
Let me interrupt this interview to tell you something about myself, Kenny.
Can you imagine how the interview would be derailed if he's a Bruins fan and used to watch me back in the day?
So you already know about yourself.
That was it right there.
Or like a week out,
Captain Arrogance. That was it right there.
I promise you with all my heart. Look at Scout's
Honor.
That
just happened.
Is Scout's Honor that with just, your right or your left hand? Shoot.
That just happened. I don't know.
So wait a minute.
Scout's Honor, I will not open my mouth.
Thank you. What day did you say that was again that we're having Kenny Loggins on?
Tuesday.
So I get Kenny Loggins on Tuesday.
Yes.
And then I get to see Michael McDonald on Wednesday and then again on Saturday.
Oh my God.
Best week ever.
Where are you seeing Michael McDonald?
Wednesday, I believe is it the Tupelo Music Hall in Derry?
In Derry, yeah.
And then on Saturday, it's the Emerson Colonial Theater.
Ooh. Did Companion cough up for some front row seats for this baby? What, did he have to go to a scalper to get these babies?
Tickets were purchased pre-Companion, and I, as you know, is well established on the show. I am a seat snob.
Yes.
I don't mind paying top dollar for front row access for acts like Michael McDonald, Toto, and Kenny Loggins. And Toto, November 17th, Lynn Auditorium.
Wow.
Very excited.
Oh, wow.
Can we double date on that? Sure.
Okay.
Are you going to, I mean, maybe I'll get 4 seats, so when you don't show up, I have some extra room.
You can't win.
Who are you going to bring, Annie?
You're trying to be sincere. No, I'm just a huge Toto fan.
Okay.
Now, here's a text that says, you must ask Kenny about doing Archer.
Yeah.
Best show ever.
Yeah.
The texter says.
Wow. Yeah, that was awesome.
So we will do that.
When I went to his concert in Orlando, they showed scenes from that Archer episode while he was playing Danger Zone.
Really?
Yeah, it was very Inception.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Very meta.
Well, I want to ask him if he has been locked down to do the theme for the Top Gun sequel.
Right.
I don't know I would assume it would be, but I don't, who knows?
Is that Handicapped Parking Zone?
Playing with the Old Men.
That's what it's.
I just
Handicapped Parking Zone. Not bad, Chew. That was a dad joke special.
Yeah. Yeah. That's,
can you imagine how hard Val Kilmer's been working out to get back in that kind of shape?
I bet he's like at a desk job. His character's he's like an admiral. He's got a desk job now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.